If Christ came tonight, where do you think your best friend would go? What about your family members? What about your coworkers? If I asked you if you thought you were a good missionary, what would your answer be? You might be thinking, well, Haley, women can't be missionaries. I'm going to tell you some things how we can be. Honestly, we don't tell a lot of people that we're Christians or that we go to church. Well, why don't we? Maybe we're scared of rejection or losing friends or being made fun of. I know I am. As Christians, we should be willing to spread God's word wherever we are and whoever it's to. The duty of the church to save others is impressed upon us by the example of the church in the time of the apostles. If you will, please turn with me to Acts chapter 8, verse 4. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Just like Philip did, we need to be spreading God's word wherever we go. It can be at school, work, or even in your own family. Maybe you have a family member who lost the light of God. Maybe you could invite them to a church event. That may be all they need, just for someone to know that someone cares for them. So what if you were to talk to someone? What would you say? All you need to say is that he lived, Acts chapter 10, verses 38 through 39. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with the power, who went about doing good and healing all who were opposed by the devil. For God was with him, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. He died, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he arose. Acts chapter 10, verse 41, 40 through 41. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. Last but not least, he is coming again. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, surely, I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. As I finish up here, let's please turn to Acts chapter 11, verse 23. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of the heart they should continue with the Lord. Now, what will you do to help save the people you love? Thank you.